Report: three males revealed to be playing girls' club volleyball in apparent violation of USA volleyball policy, federal executive order. By Paul Bois on May 19, 2026. A new report suggests that three male players have been competing in girls' volleyball despite a USA Volleyball instituting a new policy in 2025 restricting the female category to women and girls. USA Volleyball, USAV, oversees sanctioned junior club competition through regional associations across the United States and implemented new guidelines for female divisions based on biological sex in July 2025. According to a new report from Redux, at least three male athletes have allegedly continued to compete in use of sanctioned events, with at least two presenting themselves being born female and may not have disclosed their biological sex with their teammates or athletic officials. One of them is known to be Bree Daly of Centaurus High School in Lafayette, Colorado. Although Daly has attempted to conceal his biological sex, he was identified through an amicus brief submitted to the Supreme Court by several transgender advocacy organizations in opposition to state restrictions on male participation in women's sports. The brief included personal testimonies from trans-identified male athletes who claimed to have been impacted by laws restricting their access to women's sport competitions. Another male athlete participating in USA Volleyball-governed events is Logan O'Brien, who, like Daly, appears to have chosen to conceal his biological sex from his teammates and is alleged to be using an altered birth certificate to claim he was born female. Also participating on a team within the Garden Empire Volleyball Association is Sawyer Chiappino. However, unlike Daly and O'Brien, Chiappino makes no effort to conceal his transgender status and openly represents himself as a gender-cool champion. USA Volleyball did not comment on the Redux report. Independent Council on Women's Sports, ICONS, however, expressed fear that the organization has not been enforcing its eligibility standards. Federal law, including Title IX and the Ted Stevens Olympic and Amateur Sports Act, requires governing bodies and schools to maintain sex-separated sports teams for girls. Families spend thousands of dollars annually for their daughters to participate, and the least USA Volleyball can do is enforce basic eligibility rules to ensure boys do not compete on girls' teams, the spokesperson said. USA Volleyball's current stance, which places the burden of identifying and assessing players' sex on athletes and their families, represents a dereliction of duty, blatantly violating both the law and the intent of its own policies, while harming young female athletes, is unconscionable, she added.